believe that, though.
I do, for both of us at one point in our life.
Right.
It was true. It was to be true. So mm-hmm.
Not so much of a hole anymore.
It was just you have to get that out of your system. Doesn't everybody?
Yeah.
They might say they don't, but most all of us had a thing we had to get out of our system.
Well, yeah. And I was in a monogamous relationship for 14 yep. years. And by the time that ended, I was like, bring on the boys.
Yep. It's time.
I was in good shape. I was fairly young and attractive. And
you were young and hung and full of cum.
Yes, that's right. Big fatty, did you hear that? I was young and hung and full of cum.
And you wanted to spread your seed.
So to speak. It's amazing, you know, to look at old photographs and say, that's not me.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
It's amazing, you know, to look at old photographs and say, Big Fatty was young and hung and full of cum.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3173 of the BFO for Monday the 6th of April 2020. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my weekend, and y'all, I'm not quite sure what else I'm going to tell you about. Be ready, unprepared! China's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your China's Big Fatty is someone to get punched in the eye. They got a China. No, not that kind of China. Y'all, you'll find out. You will find out at the end of today's little show why your China's Big Fatty keeping us in suspense. This is, I'm titillated. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. I see y'all, quite honestly, I didn't do a whole lot. Big Fatty, that's called retirement. It's true. Let's see. I have kept up my walking regime. I think I'm going to up my minimum to 13,000 steps. You know, I've been having the goal at 12,000, but I think 13,000. Maybe by the end of this week I'll up it. But y'all, I've gotten at least 14,000. I think most every day. I think I'm like at 28 days in a row. I've had more than 12,000 steps. Y'all, I'm happy to tell you that my health is good. It's like I say. This whole staying at home thing, y'all, it's really not that much different for me. Big Fatty, you're retired. It's true. And, I guess I'm not, making, quickie trips to the Sam's Club or anything like that. And, but y'all, it's, I know a lot of you are just like, oh, please, when can I get back into some traffic on the 101? You know, there's nothing I'd rather have than a spin out on the 101. Fatty? That's a throwback. In fact, I believe spin out on the 101 is
trademark Vera Charles.
Oh yes, Big Fatty, that is trademarked. And y'all, we are not into. Falling all over myself here. Ready, Volga? Y'all, I will say that on Friday night, y'all was part of that live stick it with a poke over there at the Pride 48. Y'all, we've got a new chitter chat room. You have an option. You can go to the old chitter chat room, but you show up, What you say shows up in the new Chitter chat room, and if you go to the new Chitter chat room, what you say there goes to the old Chitter chat room. Y'all, it wasn't working with the Safari though. The new Chitter chat room. So I guess old Cricket Hat's working on that. Beh, Fanny, don't hold your breath. But anyway, I went to the new Chitter chat room. Y'all, it's something called Discord. Y'all, it was good. Y'all, Ed Gong, and Mr. Mike, were there. Mr. Mike showed up late. He thought it was on Saturday night. Beh, ready, poor old thing. But y'all, the poem was, it was just lovely. It was just lovely. And y'all, I had me a Tanqueray and tonic. And y'all didn't pour it quite as strong as last week, but it's still, y'all, it don't take much. When Big Fatty didn't drink a whole lot, y'all, it just doesn't take much. But y'all, I had two drinks while we were chitter-chatting. I wasn't sloppy. I don't know where Mr. Cackle was on Friday night. Big Fatty, he was in the crafting castle. Yeah, he has been very busy in the crafting castle. So anyway, y'all, he made some sort of egg. And y'all, then he's made some sort of a gangster face coverings. Yes, Big Fatty, gangster. That's Mr. Cackle. Y'all watched a lot on the TV machine, caught up on a lot of shows that I had, and checked in with Granny and Durwood and young Nicholas all weekend. All seemed to be doing just hunky-dory. On Saturday, I was out on my nipple walk, or I was getting ready for my nipple walk, and y'all, that Big Ricky, you know Big Ricky, don't you? He's up there in the Chicago's, up there with Digga and T. Wiggles. Yes, Big Fatty. And Denny. You know Denny is up there also. Hey, Denny. And Omar. I think Omar's up there too. I don't remember 100% though. It seems like there's somebody else up there, but I don't remember. Big Ricky said that he wanted some SOS, Big Fatty, like a steel wool cleaning pad. No, not like Brillo. SOS, shit on a shingle. Oh, Big Fatty. And I told him that the Stufas had a very good one. And y'all, he ended up sending me a picture, and then I was out on my nipple walk, and all of a sudden I'm getting a FaceTime, a call from Big Ricky, and y'all, we chitter-chatted a little bit, and we were just catching up and everything, and he says, well, I appreciate you calling, and I said, I didn't call you, you called me, and y'all, it's just so sad. But y'all, he said he was going to deny it. He was going to be Big Fatty. He's in denial. That's also in Egypt. Denial. Yes, denial. But y'all, I just couldn't help but hear him going down. And y'all got the bill for my taxes. Don't you usually get a little e-letter from the IRS saying, oh, we have accepted your taxes? I hadn't gotten that yet. Be ready. Perhaps you're under audit. Be ready. Well, I hope not. But let's see. Y'all, I really can't think, and I don't have anything on my list here. Oh, there was one other thing. Y'all, I've been, you know, in the mornings, I get up and I watch Miss Gail King. You know Miss Gail King on the CBS This Morning. And, y'all, they have Your World in 90 Seconds, and that's how they start off the little shows. And y'all, at the very end of it, they say, this Eye on America is brought to you by Toyota. And y'all, they used to say, this Eye on America is brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. And y'all, they don't say the let's go places anymore. Y'all, have you noticed a lot of the commercials? We talked about this on Gavin's show, how a lot of the commercials are adjusting. That y'all, there was even a coronavirus census commercial. And y'all, it was like, we'll soon be back with our friends and going to parties and gatherings and all that. But in the meantime, while you've got some time at home, take time to fill out the 2020 census. Y'all, even the government is right on it. Anything from Adele? No, I haven't. Well, that's because you pissed him off. But anyway, Dale's in Dallas. You know, got a little project going. But y'all, I hadn't done a whole lot. Y'all, I've told you this before. The pollen, we've moved into the Brickleys. So the Brickleys are falling like there's no tomorrow. And y'all, Sunday, by the way, my quiche has been absolutely delicious. And I've had that from a brofkas most every day this weekend. And y'all, Sunday, I made my cheeseburger. My cheeseburger casserole. I almost put it in a pastry shell, but and yes, Big Betty, and there you kept it very well. But y'all, it's just hamburger meat and cheese and onions and mustard, and it's really quite tasty. And I had that with some of that riced cauliflower, but y'all, I think that pretty much was my weekend. Big Fatty, wake them all up with some music, please, because that was boring as shit.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
I see y'all today, the 6th of April, we have not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, I just met this person this past August down there in the Nolens, and y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he is one of the two hosts of the enormous little show. Y'all, it's Harley. Big Betty, we love Harley. We do love Harley indeed. And y'all, he has jumped right into podcasting. It's just, it's, you can hear the passion in his voice. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, met this person many times in the San Francisco and at Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas. Y'all, lives out there in the Palm Springs now. And I think that they had an earthquake or something this weekend. And but he's doing just fine. Y'all, it is none other than Ant. Oh, Big Betty, we love Ant. We do love Ant. And yes, Big Betty, he's never been the same since he reached under that kilt at the mix. It's true, but he's done it many times since. So, y'all, if you see Holly, or if you see Ant on the Twitty or the Face, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Betty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake.
Birthday, happy birthday to you.
Eric, I say, now, y'all, you're shiners today, because y'all tonight would have been the finals of the NCAA basketball tournament, and y'all, they always play one shining moment at the end of that, and y'all, it's just uplifting and all, and I thought I'd share that with you like I do every year.
Is tipped. There you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooting star. And all the years, no one knows just how hard you worked. But now it shows. In one shining moment, it's all on the line. One shining moment, they're frozen. Time is short and the road is long. In the blinking of an eye, how that moment's gone. When it's done, win or lose, you always did your best, 'cause inside you knew that one shining moment you reached deep inside. One shining moment you knew you were alive. Feel the beat of your heart, feel the wind in your face. It's more than a contest, it's more than a race. Did your best, 'cause inside you knew that one shining moment you reach for the sky. One shining moment you knew. One shining moment you were willing to try. One shining moment you knew.
Oh, Derek, I say, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Make it a good Monday. Wake up with a smile on your face and hope in your heart and spread it around. Yes, Big Fatty, just like as if you had diarrhea, just spread it all around. Big Fatty, I can't believe I said that. Can't believe you said it either. We're gonna be okay. We're gonna be okay. Not gonna be easy, but we're gonna be okay. Yes, we can. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the enormous little show and birthday boy Holly. Anything you want to tell us about your day?
It's amazing, you know, to look at old photographs and say Big Fatty was young and hung and full of cum.
And now he's old and dribbles and is full of gas.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.